So you voted in this guy thinking, what, he'd mature once he took the oath? How many folks married the person they wished he or she would be, only to find out they were the same sad, sorry sack they dated? And now what? You're supposed to reform this goof of a husband? All your friends told you the guy was a jerk, but no, you thought you could manage him. Sure, he flirted with your girlfriends, might have even slept with your best friend, but you weren't married yet. He's just sowing some wild oats. Later he'd be faithful. Okay, he was a thin-skinned hothead and offended your family, but you figured he was maybe just, drinking a bit too hard, something you'd correct with a little encouragement or maybe some nagging even. And if he seemed a bit, obstinate maybe, or resistant to criticism, or, all right, just damn pig-headed most of the time, you thought he was just showing off your friends and missing the mark somewhat. Nothing that wouldn't level off once he'd slipped those rings on your fingers. But now you're wondering, was this all just crazy hopeful expectation? Were you so desperately alone, even this philandering, blowhard, know-nothing looked, if not good, at least okay? Were you drinking a little too heavily, perhaps? Oh, sure, sometimes you said mean things, but you never thought he'd lay a hand on you, did you? And now your friends are saying you should leave the son of a bitch after that last black eye, and Sheila, your former best friend, finally confessed that, yeah, he basically raped her that night after he'd taken you home and given her a ride to the apartment. The folks are tearing their hair out over this son-in-law. They'd offer to pay him for a divorce, but he's got more money than Midas is gold. He's contented to be at the Thanksgiving table. To hell with the looks it could kill across the carved turkey. He ain't going nowhere, and Christmas looks like Halloween coming back again. No treats this time. We wish we could offer some advice. We wish we could offer condolences. But we warned you, didn't we? Trouble is, you brought this bully into our neighborhood, and now he's our problem, too. He feels like he's entitled, and he's got the clout to back it up. Thanks, Eve, for bringing the snake into the garden. Now, how do we get rid of him?